The body of 34-year-old Nicole Brown Simpson, ex-wife of O.J. Simpson, was found.
Really believe Kurt Cobain is dead.
Millions of people mourned the tragic death of John Lennon today.
Struggles to come to terms with the death of Princess Diana. Waiting for
Welcome. Whoops, sorry.
Yes, we're starting now, Stephanie.
We are. Okay. I'm here.
Welcome to my, what is it they call it in England? My garden?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. A courtyard?
Yes, is my lovely little courtyard.
Courtyard, English garden, something
yes.
like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There are no plants, except for on the pillows.
Well, you know, we're getting there. You have a beautiful, rugged Christmas tree.
So, it's very dead.
It's extremely dead, yes.
So, right now, it is... What month is it? It's almost April.
Yeah, it's March, almost April.
Almost April. So, I'm pretty sure in the next 2 or 3 days, it's going to be April.
Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Easter.
Mm-hmm.
Which is...
April Fool's
hilarious.
Day.
Hilarious.
And
can we just...
I know.
Okay, we're not going to get into religion on this podcast.
Let's not.
But, did you see my Tinkerbell
I do.
Lantern?
I love it. Oh. I need a new... Where'd you get the holder, the shepherd's hook?
So, they sell those at Joann's for, like, $2.
Okay, so Marshall, mm-hmm. I had some from the Dollar Tree that were a little bit taller.
Oh, okay.
A dollar.
Yeah.
That I bought, like, a year or so ago. And he's making his own fishing rod.
Okay.
And
out of the shepherd's
hook? Well, no, like, with the fishing rod, but he needed a holder for it. So, while he painted and,
oh,
like...
Oh, so he's using it.
Things,
he's occupied.
Mm-hmm,
it,
they've been sawed in half and then attached to...
So he's going for it. He's not,
yeah, no,
not fucking around on this
no.
one.
No. So he's like, I'll replace them. So now I know where I can send him.
Yes. So that one actually came with the lantern. I bought it at Kmart.
Oh, so cute.
For those of you that are wondering, I have a very cute solar lantern in my backyard that has Tinkerbell on it.
Where'd you find a Kmart?
I literally searched for one because I wanted to go and see
there
if I could find a gazebo.
There is one on the south side.
There was one on the south side.
Oh, it's closed?
It's closed. Spoiler alert. Yeah, okay. But I Googled it and I went to Brandon. And I actually called Brandon and I'm like, so, weird question, is the south side Lakeland one still open? And they're like, definitely not.
Oh, wow, that's crazy.
Yeah. Anywho, back to the Christmas tree.
Yeah.
I am... this close to giving him a name. Like, he's about to be...
He deserves one.
Member of the family. But I want it to be something,
I think you should just decorate him so you know how they have, like...
Andrew said I should just make it a holiday tree.
You should. You could put some little Easter eggs
on it. But I feel like he's
got
to have a catchy name, you know, like Twiggy or... Although...
Twiggy's kind of cute.
But I feel like he's a boy.
All right,
he's
so not Twiggy. Well, we can think about that.
I mean, gender is a social construct, so...
So it's a gender-fluid
Christmas
tree?
Well, a gender-fluid holiday
but
tree,
you
okay?
Feel like
we don't want to...
male.
We don't need to label him, her,
okay.
It.
There's too many labels and non-labels
Z.
Flying around here. I can't... There's...
So.
I feel... I'm very open to things.
Uh-huh.
But I feel like sometimes there's just...
There's a lot.
There's a line
yeah.
where... Maybe we've gone a little too far.
Oh, yeah, definitely. My therapist, Heather, if you're listening to this, sorry, but...
Hi, therapist Heather.
She is an LGBT counselor. She
sure.
actually works
mm-hmm.
with the Lakeland LGBT
awesome.
Center, something like
mm-hmm.
that. I don't know. But she's great. And so I'm sure she would be... I don't know if she would be on the same page as us with the whole there are too many... But I know in my book,
mm-hmm.
At one point there's a, like, a two. It's, like, LGBTQR something two.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know what any, like, first of all, how did that even factor in?
Yeah.
And second of all, what does it mean?
Right.
Third, it's getting a little long. You know, LGBTQ, I feel like, is plenty.
I feel like I mean, with the Q on there,
mm-hmm.
I feel like we're really incorporating everybody.
Right, 'cause Q is questioning.
So I feel like you're falling into somewhere.
Correct. You're already categorized.
Aside from your physical appearance or what you're feeling,
right.
you fall into something.
Correct, yes.
And I think gender can be fluid, so to speak.
Right.
But I feel like you make up your mind.
Exactly. I mean, you are a person inside of a body. Whether or not that body matches is no one's business but yours, first of all.
But I'm also big into science, and science says...
Science says you act one way, but society says you act another. Like, there was a whole study, I want to say, in Sweden, where they raised a child completely gender neutral, with no influence to one way or the other. And I don't know the results of that. That was a huge lead to nothing. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. We should look into that.
We should look into that.
But I wonder what kind of identity you have at all.
Right.
Feel like you should have things pushed upon you if you feel otherwise.
Exactly.
So, like, if you don't want to play with the toy trucks that you were bought for Christmas and you'd rather have a Barbie, fine.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't feel like, at least at that point, you have some sort of identity of maybe you're either gay or maybe you be transsexual.
Right. Or is that transgender.
Right? Transgender. Ugh, God, I can't.
Transsexual is kind of offensive, actually.
Sorry, you're right. It is.
I'm
sorry.
Although it's not when Tim Curry says it, which makes me so
interesting.
Happy. Well, only because of Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Sure. Okay. So transgender.
Transgender
might be what you grow up to be. So you fall into.
Oh, and I could be wrong about transsexual being offensive. Maybe it's
transvestite is offensive. Transsexual is when you make the conversion
from between sex.
Like,
no, that's transgender. Maybe it used to be called transsexual, and now it's called transgender because more politically correct.
Right. Because
there are too many.
The world we live in.
Stop making. We are not okay. We are not colors, or we are not crayons. We don't have to all fit into this one specific.
No, absolutely.
Yeah. Live your life and be who you are, and tell everybody else to fuck off.
Right.
That's my new slogan.
So I'm just there's just so many things to call so many things, and I'm like, I'm just so tired.
Yeah.
I can't keep up.
Agreed.
But I want people to live their. I'm with you. Like, live your life, and I don't care. It's not my business.
Oh, did you see
what you want to do?
Those people that came in for Pride.
Yes, I put the little glitter eye.
It made me so happy. So, Stephanie and I, for those of you who don't know, hi, I'm Erin.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
And welcome to Fame and Misfortune.
Oh, yes.
So, we are co-workers, if you haven't read that in the synopsis already.
Mm-hmm.
You probably haven't, because if you're anything like me, you find something that looks pretty and click, all right, yeah, let's do this.
That's pretty much how I choose every podcast I listen to. I look at the logo and decide, I would
let's
like that.
Mm-hmm. So, Stephanie and I are co-workers. We work at a corporate makeup place store thing.
That
and we love
right.
it. It's
we
great.
Do.
For the most part. But
always work.
Yeah, it's always work. And so we had this, it was like a family. It was a three people.
Mom and a daughter.
Mom, daughter, and other daughter, I think. That's what I would guess.
Other daughter or like
maybe
just friend?
Sister, friend, cousin.
Because so the mom had a mother who was gay.
Correct.
And then
her
daughter
was
ended
also
up,
gay.
Right. And
the
then,
other,
of course,
was
the other
not
in question.
She was straight, actually.
Was she?
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's what I was told. So when you guys were walking over to try on eyeliner or whatever
it
was, I was walking with the clearly out daughter.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And she was like, these guys are all, they're more dressed up than I am, and I'm the gay one. And it was just really funny.
Oh my God, that's cute.
She
was so trying to get them out of there.
Was,
so
she was,
fast.
She was
she's
done.
Like,
she's like, I don't
want to
be in here.
Yeah.
Makeup is not important to me. But then she did, she's like, what's that one, the Rotten Decay palette?
Rotten
Decay. And I'm
Decay.
Like, honey pie.
Oh, she
no sugar.
No, Decay was right, but not the rotten
not
part.
The rotten
that would
part.
Be Urban, and if they want to send us anything, hi.
Hi, hello, Urban Decay.
We're willing.
We're feeling it.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just tell you for a quick hot second how much I love the Naked palettes, because if you wanted to send me, like, a vault or something, I will swatch and plug all of those for
I
you.
Thoroughly enjoy their heavy metals palette.
Ooh, yes.
Yes, I bought it when it was on sale.
Okay, you know what would be great?
I took advantage.
Oh, yeah.
They suckered me in.
That's what happened with the basics. Well, almost.
Yeah,
I was going to buy it,
yeah.
And then Evelina was like, hold up,
oh,
I got
this. Oh, I bought
this.
Two of those, and I gifted them because You're welcome, everybody who got one from me. Those were also on sale.
So, you know what would be really cool? Is if they release, you know that new palette that they released? Which one was it? Was it the, it was the Fire, the Mini?
Oh, yep, mm-hmm.
Or the Heat Mini.
Yes.
If Urban Decay, you're listening, Steffi and I will get drunk. And
or anybody who has the power to get anything correct. At Urban Decay.
Yes.
It doesn't have
you
to
feel
be...
it.
Yeah.
You don't have to be the Urban Decay CEO.
Right. Or if you're just a beauty blogger who has too much crap.
Or you work in the mailroom and you're like, hey, friend, these guys are funny and they would love to get drunk and apply makeup to each other.
Yes.
Because that would be a good challenge.
That might be.
I would do that for YouTube views.
Okay.
I don't know how to operate. What does YouTube do?
I don't even know how to use YouTube. I literally have subscribed to a few channels, like... My parent company and otherwise, and a couple of other artists who work for that same company so that I can see what's going on. But.
Spoiler alert, new listeners, Steffi and I are both 78-year-old men, and we don't know how to work technology.
That's...
Which is why the first 3 to 4 episodes of this podcast have been a fucking disaster audio-wise.
Yeah, well, we've always stated we were not...
Oh, we're not professionals.
Experts or professional by any means, but we're working on it.
You know, we're getting there.
And speaking of social media and apps and things, we do now have an Instagram, but there's literally nothing on it yet.
Okay, well, here's what's about to happen right now. Stephanie's going to take her phone, and she is going to take a picture of my gender-fluid dead Christmas tree.
Okay.
And we're going to decide a name. So, if you would like... JK, I don't care if you like, do it anyway. Go to, what is it, FAM?
Yeah, FAM podcast, all one.
FAM podcast at Instagram?
No, they can just search that.
Again, 78-year-old man, don't know how to work technology. I don't know Instagram. I can't log in.
So when you go on Instagram,
get logged into my account again.
Yeah, send a reset password.
Oh, can I do that?
Yes.
I don't remember what email I used.
Oh, my God, Aaron. Pick one and keep trying.
Okay. All right, fair. That's true.
Or check your emails and see what you have Instagram
from. I don't remember
those
passwords either.
Oh, my God. Well... Bring down the emails.
Stephanie, I don't have my shit together. I've got at least 7 emails, and I don't know the passwords to most of them.
So you can follow us, and we'll post things. I was going to try. I will also... We'll start making visuals for our podcast, so people can see who we're talking about if you haven't heard of them.
Very good idea.
And a little bit of a synopsis of what we've got for the episode.
Okay.
So I think that'll be good to sort of interact with people.
Another thing is, you know what I think maybe we should do?
What?
Maybe we should do the voting on the Instagram, the pink and
the lavender. For our logo, we're trying to decide on new artwork so we can be hip and millennial and cool.
And cute. Also.
And cute.
Because the mannequin, but also don't get me edgy. Wrong, the mannequin is great.
Yeah.
And I do love the mannequin.
Yeah.
And we'll keep him somewhere.
Sure.
Or her, because we're all about gender fluidity.
Maybe we should, we can have it printed and framed for you.
Ah, yes. Good call. But I feel like it's too messy. It's too all over the place.
Yeah.
And it needs some cohesion.
Well, we want those people who look at logos and say, that's pretty.
Which is why I think we should do the marble one.
Yeah, you like the marble?
I really do. And Olivia does too. And then Emma, shout out Emma, because she pointed out that we didn't shout her out, even though we told her that we did.
I'm pretty sure we did.
I don't know. Okay. I don't have my life together.
All right.
Hi, Emma.
Hello, Emma.
She had the brilliant idea of maybe doing a marble with, like, a blood splatter kind of on it.
So, that's a good idea, too. And I found some ones that kind of looked like they were a little eerie looking, kind of veiny. I like the vein idea.
Right.
But then I had to pay for them on Canva. Yeah. So Canva, if you want to sponsor us, we use you to make everything that we do.
Literally all of our graphics are from Canva. And if you haven't used it, it is an amazing resource.
It really is.
I used it back in my Etsy days. I use it now for my makeup business.
Yep.
We use it for this podcast.
Anything. I make my own artwork instead of
buying it. Even when you do have to buy it, it's only like $1. like a picture or whatever.
Yeah.
And you usually don't need any more than one picture. So it's really, it's super affordable, super cheap, really great.
And you can put your own on there. And so you can if you already own. Have your also, own, doesn't matter. Also, they have
preset dimensions, which is very important when you're 78 and don't know how to work technology.
Yeah, because we found out we can change our background by using Canva. Thank you.
Bear with us, people. We're getting there. We're learning technology things. My husband is already sick of the questions.
Well, not my husband, but he doesn't know anything either. He's not any help.
So. We'll get there, all right? Mm-hmm.
So, I think Aaron's up today. Oh, yeah,
welcome to the good stuff.
Yes, yes.
So, I am right now going on about 3 hours of sleep because my husband, hi, sweetie, I love you to death, decided that we were going to go out and buy a grill last night. And so we were up. I was up until at least 1:30. I was assembling patio chairs. He was assembling the grill, and then I gave up, and I'm like, I have to go to bed.
Well, I think it all looks great. You know, you really, with this adorable new patio set, you definitely needed a grill.
Which I got on Wayfair. So, shout out Wayfair.
Yeah, Wayfair. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. I need to look for a new rug soon. So.
I mean, I got
for my dining room.
Hit me up.
Do you?
No, I don't know. Probably. Oh. I get a lot of emails.
I do, too. But I have 7 emails. I always pay attention. Pick one.
I pick one, and then I'm like, you know what? I'm tired of all this spam. I'm going to make a new email. And then...
Quit making new emails. And then I use that one for the spam thing. And just unsubscribe.
I don't know how to do that.
Anyway, it's really cute, and sounds like the no sleep was worth it anyway. Mm-hmm. Also, you're up late regardless, so...
Yeah, that's true.
Don't blame it on the grill or your poor husband.
It's his fault.
Sorry, Andrew. She doesn't mean it.
I'm not. Okay, so what the whole premise or preface of...
What?
The reason I was telling you that.
Reason.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Is because I am currently drinking a Monster. I'm very, very tired. I had hardcore intense training with my company today. And, I didn't, I printed
this. Yeah, but now we're neighbors, so anytime we're at work, I can bother you literally all day.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, we work in the same section now. Sort of. Anywho, I printed this off of the internet and did not fact check. I just read it about 20 minutes ago.
The more thorough and responsible podcasts do, but I was about to say, does anybody really fact check?
Someone does. That person is not me.
When we get famous, somebody can do it for us.
Yeah, you know.
The public can tell us what's wrong and right.
Exactly. One day we'll have a Steven, or we'll have people to, you know, correct us.
Yeah.
Shit, we'll get there.
People
will
care.
If you have issues with it, take it up with Wikipedia, because that's where I got this shit from.
Oh, girl. Same.
Okay, so this one is, it's, and I really wavered on whether or not I wanted to do this
yes,
week
I know.
Because it's really, it's a fucking bummer. Like, it takes you down a spiral, and it's just not a good one.
Well, we had to cross that bridge sometime.
I guess so. And I mean, it's just, it hurts me. Anywho, so I've seen a lot about her going around on social media. I think it was a Tumblr post that's been shared a bunch.
Mm-hmm.
And it basically just says, did you know, or something to this effect, I don't know for sure, did you know that the actress who played Ducky in The Land Before Time was killed by her father in a murder-suicide? And so I saw this, I don't know, at least a year ago on Facebook. And it made me really, really sad and really interested, and so I looked it up, and I kind of got a rough outline of the story, but I didn't really know everything else that went into it. So, for those of you who don't know who it is, her name is Judith Barcy. She was an American child actress. She began her career in television, making appearances in commercials and television shows, and she later appeared in The Land Before Time and All Dogs Go to Heaven, and Jaws the Revenge, which I refuse to acknowledge because I'm very afraid of sharks and I hate them all.
Well, which is All Dogs Go to Heaven's a very sad movie.
It's also super sweet.
I won't ever watch it again.
Really?
Yeah, it's traumatizing.
I want to watch it only because I just remember tiny little bits and pieces and I want to remember the whole thing.
No, the premise is that it's sad, so.
Well, that's true. Anywho, so, like I said, she was born, June 6th, 1978.
Oh, Gemini baby.
Uh-huh, yeah, cute little baby. Her father was born in Hungary, and he fled communist Hungary in 1956 because of the Russian occupation, or the Soviet occupation, as it was then called.
Sure.
He relocated to New York in 1964 and then went to California. While he was in California, he was in L.A., and friends of their of both Maria and Joseph say they met at a Los Angeles restaurant that was well-known for immigrants. I guess it was somewhere all immigrants went to hang out.
Okay.
Where the future wife, Maria, she worked as a waitress.
All right.
Apparently, Joseph, Joe Barcy, would sit at the bar with his head down, kind of hunched over his drinks, which he would pay for with $100 bills.
So he'd buy, a $5 drink and...
And pay for it with $100. Correct.
Interesting.
Right. This somewhat impressed Maria, apparently. She called him brooding when talking to her friend. And fun fact, his nickname was Arizona Joe, which is my next band name, called it. When I start that.
Arizona Joe? Uh-huh. Why?
Because he lived in Arizona at one point, and his name is Joseph.
Oh.
Arizona
Joe. Okay.
Yeah, so.
I guess if you know a lot of Joes, and you probably did at that time.
Correct.
That you might
Arizona
need to.
Arizona Joe. Right. You gotta specify. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It's very important.
Of course.
I mean, you can have. Then we're not there's talking about Cleveland Joe here.
Right.
So.
Or Vegas Joe.
Vegas Joe. Right, got it.
Portland Joe.
But when I start that indie ska band. Alternative one. It's going to be called Arizona Joe.
It's a good band name.
Band name.
It has a good ring to it.
Called it.
Okay.
So she found him impressive, and as she thought of him as somebody who could give her security. Which, to me, the fact that this man would sit there and pay for his drinks with $100 bills says a lot about his character.
I agree.
He was clearly trying to...
Impress,
compensate.
Yeah,
impress,
will compensate yeah. and definitely impress her
or somebody yeah.
or anybody.
And he wanted somebody to
see
him as, oh, this is a big shot. Oh, he's yes. got money. Oh, yes. he matters.
Yeah.
So, which means, you know, he had some issues he was already struggling with at this
yes.
point.
I mean, if he's brooding at a bar correct. And you're able to pay with $100 bills.
Right. It's super unnecessary.
Agreed.
So apparently Maria also fled Hungary, but they fled separately. They both fled in 1956 at the Soviet occupation.
Okay.
She was from a rural southern university town, and he was from a rougher industrial area, where he had, quote, a miserable childhood, according to a friend. Barcy told his friends often that he had no mother or father, much more stigmatizing defect in Hungary, where families stay together.
Yes, a lot of...
And I don't know anything about Hungary, so...
Well, a lot of European, Asian cultures...
It's very important.
It's very important that, yes, the family stays together, basically, no matter what.
Right.
So, what it was here in, the 1950s...
The perfect American
right, and
home
divorce was still very much... Yeah, you don't do that. You just make it work. Also, in, the gypsy culture...
Oh, yep.
Divorce is, Romanian... Romanian culture. Yeah, not the Romanovs. Very different.
Right.
Romanian
no,
culture...
Romani is... I don't know.
It's Romania is a country.
Right,
is
I know the
yeah.
country.
What are you looking
but
for?
It's like a cultural group, you know? If you're from Greece, you're a Greek. You know what I mean?
I mean, they call themselves
offensive.
That.
Do they?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I
yes,
think it's
because...
And I think it's...
Listen. Okay, I think it varies. I
used to watch a lot of My Big Fat Greek Wedding. Or, no, not
Gypsy
that one.
Wedding?
Gypsy Wedding.
Okay, but I also watched Married at First Sight, which featured a young gypsy couple from...
So maybe they call them... I don't know.
That's what they referred
well,
to themselves
dear
as,
Romani
but...
slash gypsy people out there, we're
yeah.
sorry we're offensive.
Yeah.
We don't know shit about your culture. Write us.
Just let us know what the right thing is
help
to say.
It,
but also a very bad thing in their culture.
Oh, to separate from your family?
Yes, yes. And also, if the wife is basically can't marry again, they're, ousted
really?
From...
Amish kind of,
Yeah,
shunned?
Shunned from...
Situation?
Yes.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so... he would tell people that he had no family, which is a huge big deal. It would be much easier to just tell people he didn't like his family, probably.
I mean, yeah.
And then when he and Maria fought, she would use it against him, calling him a bastard. And
ouch!
Yeah, she hit him where it hurt. So, They got married in Los Angeles.
By the way, Romani is right. Roma, but also referred to as the Roma, are also sometimes called gypsies. So it doesn't sound like it's offensive. I guess it just depends who you're talking to.
Yeah,
they
I'm
take
sure
it offensively.
Certain, you know, because okay, there are different tribes.
If you say
and, like,
it's
you know.
If you say it in an offensive way,
right.
That would obviously be offensive.
Like you, dirty so and so.
Right.
Okay.
But Esmeralda was a gypsy,
and she was a badass.
I know. Loved her. She's
oh,
one of my
she's
favorites.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Demi Lovato. No,
yes.
That's not who that is.
No.
Demi Moore.
Was that who played?
Yeah. And then Mel Gibson was John Smith in Pocahontas.
Oh.
The more you know.
That's so true.
I am a violently overflowing wealth of Disney knowledge.
That's
just random
fine.
Bullshit knowledge, but, you know,
that's
here
okay.
we are. So they married in Los Angeles, and Judith was born, again, June 6th, 1978.
Okay.
So from a very early age, Maria began grooming Judith to become an actress. So when, at the age of 5, they were skating in San Fernando Valley, like at a skating rink.
Okay.
Which was a big, huge, giant deal. In the
oh, God, yes. Mm-hmm.
Take me back to a skating rink. I can't skate unless it's on inline skates, though. So.
Same. And hockey skates. I can't use figure skate
oh.
skates.
Same. Yeah.
I'm a hockey skate
okay.
person.
So at the age of 5, they were skating at a skating rink in the San Fernando Valley when she was mistaken for a 3-year-old and was discovered by, I don't know.
Three? And
she's
5?
She's 5 and a half. Almost 6, actually. And she was mistaken for a 3-year-old.
Well...
So, here's the thing. She,
We did have a really cute kid in the store last night.
So
who was 6 and a half.
Really?
And he was really tiny.
Yeah.
But.
So, as a formerly very tiny child, it happens a lot.
Sure.
But she was very, very small. She weighed 5 pounds at birth, apparently.
Oh, preemie baby.
She was real little. And so, and this was just her whole life. She had
mm-hmm.
been very, you know, extremely underweight.
Petite.
And very, very small. Yes. And actually, at one point, she stood 3 feet 8 inches tall
oh
at the
God.
Age of 10. When you're...
Sounds familiar. I'm not much taller now.
So, her mom began taking her to receive hormone injections at UCLA to encourage her growth.
Human growth hormone?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
Also
her agent
common.
Was quoted in the LA Times, which I'll read from that article in a little bit. It was written by John Johnson and Gabe Fuentes, and they are amazing because this is just killer. As saying that she, when she was 10, she was still playing 7 or 8 in her
wow.
roles.
Well,
yeah, so she was a very, very small little girl.
That's good because then you could be in Hollywood forever.
Right, exactly. She had it made, essentially.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So she... was cast in her first role at 5 and a half, almost 6, in Fatal Vision. She played a character named Kimberly McDonald.
Okay.
And here's a fun fact. Fatal Vision is actually about Captain Jeffrey K. McDonald, and it's a murder-suicide case. So,
that
which
is so
just
creepy.
Fucking weird. I had no idea until I Googled it, so
that
I've
is
never
so
watched
crazy.
It. I have no idea what that situation is.
I've never
is.
Seen that either, I don't think.
But you better believe I'll be watching it pretty soon, probably tonight. Probably not, I'm going to go to sleep early. No, I won't. So.
No, you won't.
No, I won't. She went on to appear in more than 70 commercials and lots of guest spots on television. One of my favorite facts about her commercials is that she did, apparently, a Campbell's soup commercial and had to do so many takes.
Camels or Campbell's?
Campbell's.
Oh, okay.
Campbell's.
Just,
listen, I'm from
just,
the South now.
Okay. I'm just making sure I heard you right.
So, Campbell's soup.
Okay.
Don't sponsor us because I can't eat most of your soups.
Why?
They have, well, they have, like, a lot of them have, like, additives and stuff and, like, niacin and I can't. I'm allergic.
God, you're one of those people. I'll just put you in a bubble.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Sorry. Oh, but she ate so much tomato soup that she refused to ever eat it again.
I don't blame her. I've never
so
had
takes.
It because ew.
So she did a whole bunch of commercials and, like, a whole bunch of guest appearance roles. She was on some really, really popular stuff, Punky Brewster, Growing Pains.
Oh, yeah.
Cheers, The New Gidget, The Love
Cheers.
Boat.
I love Cheers. The Twilight Zone. Growing Pains. Ooh, The Twilight Zone. My stepdad loves that show. It's so creepy. Have you ever seen the one with the pigs?
No.
Oh, God.
I like the dummy one.
I think it's on Netflix still.
Okay. I'll watch it.
And there's a really creepy episode where, like, these nurses, like, turn into pigs or whatever Twilight Zone he's in. They're, like, everybody's, like, pigs except him. And
I mean, same.
A weird thing is I watched a Criminal Minds episode that is the scariest episode I've ever watched and gives me the greatest fear.
Stoked.
It was that some people were being kidnapped from, like, Michigan off the streets, I think, like, homeless people.
Oh.
Perhaps. Eventually it led them to, turned out that a person with special needs was kidnapping, like, homeless, druggy people.
Oh, no.
Like, enticing them with whatever. And then, like, even, like, crossing, like, lakes to go into, like, Canada. Like, this crazy thing to go back to his farm where his brother was, like, immobile and, like, really sick and doing, like, science experiments with these people he'd bring
just
home.
Keeps, like, it's, like, keeps getting
so
more
then,
wild.
I know. So then, after they were done with the people and getting whatever they needed from them, I don't remember specifically what, they'd feed them to the pigs. So.
Yikes.
So, I, from now on, I hate that episode. It creeps me out every time.
The last pigs episode situation or thing that I watched was True Blood. Have you seen it?
Yes.
Okay, so there's some situation. I don't remember what the situation was now.
Okay.
So they're trying to kill somebody.
Aren't they always?
They're trying to kill Sookie.
Oh, okay, yeah,
for
always.
Somebody is for something. And they throw her in with a bunch of pigs, and the pigs are trying to eat her.
Oh, yeah. Pigs are so gross.
It's crazy, but they're very cute also. I love you, pigs.
Not really.
Yeah,
not when they stink up your house and they won't stop squealing all night.
I want to pinch their faces.
They're cute when they're little, but after they're little.
Even the big fat ones.
No.
So, although my uncle had a pig when I was... So, my uncle and my two cousins and my their mom were living in a house, and we came to visit, and they had a pig that they were told was going to be a, you know... miniature pig or something small.
Oh, God, no, they never are.
And she was, holy balls, this was like a 300-pound pig. She was massive.
So, typically, when they say miniature, what they mean is, like, less than market weight.
Ah.
So, like, a teacup pig, as they would say, would still probably get, like, 30 to 50 pounds.
Yeah.
Though I think that's some sad genetic mutation, which is very sad to keep them, like, that small.
Right.
But, so, same thing, Marshall's dad's girlfriend also bought a miniature pig, had it set up in, like, her living room. I do believe the pig still lives indoors. It's, like, close to 300 pounds.
Yeah. This
miniature
pig.
She was
massive. Her name was Wilhelmina.
Oh, hers is the best. Daisy and Junebug are the names
of
the pigs.
But the two stories I remember about this pig is one time my cousin Madison dropped an M&M under the sofa, and Wilhelmina flipped the fucking sofa to get one M&M. And don't get me wrong, like, I feel you, Wilhelmina.
I mean, I might flip a sofa,
like,
for M&M if it was the last one.
But chill. And then the next one is they had these very, like, steep stairs, like stone steps going down from the
house.
Please
tell me she rolled off the stairs.
She high-centered. She tried to walk up the stairs and got stuck. Her gut had her stuck on the stairs, and her little legs were just, like, wiggling.
Oh, my God.
She couldn't go anywhere. Yeah.
Wow.
So.
Pigs are also very aggressive.
Oh, yeah, they are. She wanted that
violently aggressive.
Like, she flipped the sofa with Madison on it, kind of flipped it.
Our neighbor's, like, pig murdered our piglet, so I will forever.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Okay, so they're less cute now.
Yeah, I'll forever hate them.
Okay, that's fair.
Mm-hmm.
What was I talking about? Oh, right, murders. The whole thing that we're here for.
Yes, yes.
Got it.
Yes.
Sorry about that sidebar. Also, not sorry if you don't like it. Don't
easily
listen.
Sidetracked
fucking
by pigs.
Twilight
Zone, we were reading her credits.
Twilight Zone, yes. She was in a whole bunch of shit. And she loved being in film. She really, really wanted to continue working, and she wanted to work with her favorite director was, oh shit, I have it written down somewhere, Don Bluth. She loved him. She dreamed of working with him into adulthood. Like, that was her plan. So by the time Judith started fourth grade, she was earning an estimated $100,000 a year.
That's awesome.
She's killing it.
Good for her.
Fourth grade, I was
not
eating crayons.
Maybe like $2 a year.
I stole a bunch of stamps and licked them all and stuck them to my bedroom door and got in a lot of
trouble.
What
a waste of money.
It was cute, though. It made a heart.
Oh, that is cute. You know? Yeah. You know? That's worth it.
Yeah, and there were the Liberty Bell ones, the Forever ones, so.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Very patriotic.
Uh-huh. My mom was pissed. She was doing shit by the time she had reached fourth grade. She helped her family buy a 3-bedroom house in the West Hills of L.A., which, let me tell you how expensive houses in L.A. are, because...
Oh, they're insanely expensive.
We've been trying to move for, I don't know, 5 years now?
Yeah.
And can't fucking afford it, because houses are so stupid expensive. So this girl was making money. Even in the 80s, they were still up there, because this is the West Hills.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So she was really very short, and her petiteness led... petiteness, I don't feel, is a word.
Is that what it says?
Yeah.
Well, I guess it's a word.
Fix it, Wikipedia. Led casting directors to cast her as roles much, much younger than her age. So as she gets more and more successful, her dad, Joseph...
gets more and more depressed.
Gets more and more depressed. He gets butthurt.
Right.
He's also an alcoholic at this point.
I'm sure he is.
And so he keeps getting really, really angry. And he, at this point, it's routine that he would threaten to kill himself and his wife and his daughter. Like, this is a common occurrence in their house. Like, oh, it's just another Tuesday.
That's really sad.
Very sad. And this is what this baby, tiny... adorable, sweet little sugar
and she was
muffin.
Still, so, like, going to work so happy and, like...
Yeah, and she loved it, and she was living her dream, and she was helping her family to live and exist.
Such a shame.
Right. So his alcoholism worsened at some point, causing the police to arrest him 3 separate times for drunk driving. So basically he got 3 DUIs.
He should have just gone to jail, because she's making all the money anyway,
exactly.
So...
Exactly.
Maria should have left.
Happy. It would have been great.
Yeah.
But no. So, apparently, in December of 1986, Maria reported his threats and physical violence toward her to the police.
Mm-hmm.
After police found no physical signs of abuse, she decided not to press charges against him, which we cannot blame her for, as much as fucked up as it sounds.
Yeah.
Because victims of domestic violence are rarely stable enough or on their own
sure.
2 feet enough
yeah.
to be able
absolutely.
To make... rational, conscientious decisions.
Yes.
So it's not her fault, but what is what is at fault is the fucking justice system. The fact that somebody has to have 2 black eyes and a broken arm before somebody will do anything, you know?
Yeah.
Because physical violence can take a turn like that.
Yes, it can. Absolutely.
And it's just, it's not okay, and it's not okay for anyone to have to live like that. Another thing is that one of the CPS, the Child Protective Services, were quoted as basically saying that it really, really fucked them up. She said, we can't save every child, but
nope.
She was upset, this person was upset by the reports that the Child Protective Services Department had closed the case at the mother's request. From her point of view, the child was the client, not the mother. So basically, the child protective worker is upset that she was like, no, let's not press charges. And then they were just like, okay, and moved on. Which I understand.
Yeah, but if the kid, again, that she says the child is the client.
The child should have been
the one to
protected.
Say, well, saved, and should
right.
have been left open to come back
to
and routinely.
Right. Even if Maria is like, you know what, I'm fine with getting emotionally abused.
That's fine.
The child is not, and it's
doesn't
not
have to be.
Her place to make that decision for
yeah.
her, you know? Because neither of them knew what was good for them at the time, apparently.
Right.
So. After the incident with police, Joseph reportedly stopped drinking. but continued to threaten Maria and Judith. His various threats included graphic description of cutting their throats, as well as burning down the house. He also reportedly hid a telegram, or I don't know why it would be a telegram. I'm going to go ahead and say letter, because this is in the mid-80s. He reportedly had a letter from Maria that a relative in Hungary had died because he didn't want her to leave the States.
No, if it was from Hungary, it was probably a telegram.
You think?
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
Yeah. In the 80s?
I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, when you don't really have long distance. Yeah, but maybe because whatever was going on after the occupancy and, like, things. Yeah. You might want to be a little...
Okay, so maybe it was a telegram. I don't know.
Faster than what a letter would be.
Some kind of communication that got hidden by Joseph, telling Maria that someone had died.
It was Morse code.
It was Morse. Basically, it was Morse code. That's what they all do. You know, shine a little flashlight.
Yes.
I can see Russia from my house.
Yes. Oh, Lord.
God. So he was like, you're not going to leave the States with my daughter, so I'm not going to tell you, basically.
Wait. That's not rational.
That was his, right. Bit. Well, he hasn't been rational from the beginning. Right. He paid for $5 drinks with a $100 bill.
That is.
He needed to chill all the way from
like
the get-go.
Like, if he did it once.
Right.
It might be all right if you were feeling special. Right, then that just is annoying.
And he also, I mean, can
you
really...
And you sound like you blew all your money on $5 drinks.
Thank you. Can you really trust a guy who goes by Arizona Joe, though?
No, because it's so cheesy.
It's like, it's almost like Big Joe. When you hear it, you just want to laugh.
Yeah, Little Joe, Big Joe. And I'm like, why don't you just name your kid something different?
Little tiny baby Joe.
Or call one Joseph and one Joe.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Oh, us Italian people, Joseph, I don't know. So many Joes. So many Joseph is.
Josiah. 19 kids?
Okay. No. JK. Jesus.
okay, so...
Jenna, Jana, Gemma.
Those fucking names. Don't even get me started. We're going to do a whole... We'll do a mini-sode, and the whole thing... It's going to take at least 35 minutes, and we're just going to read off all of their names.
Okay. That's yeah, what we're going to do. It sounds about right, yeah.
so... The physical violence continued with Barcy telling a friend that her father, and this is Judith, little baby Barcy, mm-hmm. telling a friend that her father threw pots and pans at her, resulting in a nosebleed. As a result of his abuse, she began gaining weight. Again, this is like an 8-year-old at this time. She's still very young. And she exhibited disturbing behavior, quote, which included plucking out all of her eyebrows, eyelashes, and pulling out her cat's whiskers. She's having hardcore physical anxiety attacks.
Yeah.
I am an adult, and I made my scalp bleed earlier because I was picking at my scalp, and I can hardly handle my anxiety. That's not being so abused. Sad. I'm not in any kind of situation like this poor little sweet baby 8-year-old was in.
That's so sad.
It's ridiculous. After breaking down in front of her...
And how could nobody see that when she's,
exactly.
like, going to work?
So, here's the thing. After breaking down in front of her agent decides that she's gonna call a psychologist. And this is when she was singing in an audition for All Dogs Go to Heaven.
Aww.
So, this is, like, she's way older. She's probably, I guess, at 10, around 10 at this time. So she talks to her agent, and let me see if I can't find that in, because I have it in my notes. So her agent, I don't know her name, but her last name, Hansen, I guess. Hansen, an agent for 25 years who specializes in child performers, called her a bubbly, happy little girl when she was working. But her mood began to change in the last year after filming Jaws the Revenge. Also... At one point, hold on, when Judith was prepared to leave Los Angeles for the Bahamas to film Jaws the Revenge, her father pulled a knife and bade her goodbye. This is to a 9-year-old, maybe, at best. If you decide not to come back, I will cut your throat, he said.
Oh, my God.
To his 9-year-old daughter.
That's so scary.
Not okay. So, basically, he pulls a knife on his child, and her mood begins to change, according to her agent.
Ugh.
Her father was upset that she went to the Bahamas to film this movie, but refused to go visit her, basically like, well, if you're not going to invite me, you know.
Are you just jealous?
Exactly.
You didn't
That's
get the
exactly
vacay to the
he's
Bahamas?
He's not as important. He's not, and he's having real trouble with her being in a limelight.
Men, Jesus, fucking get over it.
Toxic masculinity.
It always ruins the party.
Oh, yeah. That should be our slogan.
It can't be.
Why?
Because
okay.
Karen in Georgia. That's a line from them.
No, mm-hmm. I haven't gotten that far yet.
You haven't, but you will, but it's okay. From them. Shout out. Source. Also true. My source was.
Yeah. What was I saying? Father of filming was over. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Father was upset, wouldn't go visit her. When the filming was over, the mother and daughter visited somebody in New York where Judith talked to her dad on the phone. Her dad says, "Remember what I told you before you left?" Referring to the knife incident. The girl, she was terrified. She was crying. She ran off to the bedroom. They cut their visit short and went back home.
Sad.
I'm sorry. I understand, and I'm really trying very hard. I've never been a victim of domestic abuse, and I'm very thankful for that. I have known a couple, but I still, even in their worst state, at least the people that I knew,
mm-hmm.
still would not have gone back if somebody had threatened their child with a knife.
No.
It's different when it's your child, from what I understand.
It should be.
It should be. But again, they came from a very Hungarian culture where apparently it is very important to stay together and to keep the family close, and, you know, there's nothing more important, and it's just, it's heartbreaking.
So many things more important.
So, oh, gosh. It's just so sad. So, the investigation was dropped after Maria assured the caseworker, and this is after the All Dogs Go to Heaven audition.
Okay.
They called the child psychologist,
mm-hmm.
and then the investigation was dropped. After Maria assured the caseworker that she intended to begin divorce proceedings against Joseph and that she and Barcy were going to move into a Panorama City apartment that she had recently rented. So she's like, everything's fine. I'm going to divorce him. I have a plan. I'm going.
Liar, liar, pants on fire.
It's my favorite thing you've ever said on this podcast. So I read somewhere else that at one point she would go to this apartment during the day and like stay there and do whatever she wanted to do, but they never actually ended up moving to the apartment. Like, it was not a thing that she did, but she would use, she rented it, still had it, and would use it for her.
Ooh, this is like out of Big Little Lies,
right? Yeah. So I guess maybe she was trying to take this all the way, this little lie, I don't know. Friends told her, like, go ahead and leave him already. Like, just fucking do it. Cut the ties. But she resisted, reportedly because she was afraid that she would lose her family home and her belongings. Another one of the friends, has been quoted saying that she had grown very accustomed to the life that Judith had brought them to, and she was very comfortable right. and didn't want to leave those creature comforts, I guess.
Okay, but you're going to be taking her with you. You're still going to benefit yeah. from what she's doing.
Money, I guess, yeah. which is still shitty, but whatever.
Right. Your husband's not doing anything,
is
so.
Threatening your child with a knife. It's time to go.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Judith was last seen riding her bike the morning of July 25th, 1988. That evening, so she was found, I believe, in her bed, in her canopy bed.
Mm-hmm.
And it's believed that Joseph shot her in the head while she was sleeping, and then killed Maria. He spent the next couple of days. Oh, and this is after he found out that she was trying to leave.
So do we know that if Maria had woken up?
I'm just
curious.
I don't know. I'm sure I read it somewhere, but I...
It's okay. I was just curious if it was there. Sorry.
Well, shit, Stephanie.
Don't
Way to make me look like a trash garbage person.
No, you're good. Mm-hmm. You're good.
Okay, so here's more about it. Palmer believes the pair were killed Monday and Tuesday. On Tuesday night, Barcy told Hansen in a telephone call that he had decided to move out of the home for good, but planned to stick around long enough to say goodbye to his little girl. And this is Joseph.
Yeah.
So, obviously, little girl. His little girl. On Monday the 25th, she missed... So, she was riding a bike and then missed an appointment at Hanna-Barbera Productions to film All Dogs Go to Heaven.
Oh, Hanna-Barbera.
Uh-huh. Hansen said...
Yogi Bear.
So Hanson, the agent, had called Joe and was like, where is she at? And Joe's like, a big car took them. They went to San Diego. I don't know what's happening. And then they found them.
So he did it like a night before correct. Or something. And then and they he was found later. Her
Like the day.
Okay. Uh-huh. After or so?
Yeah, correct.
Once he realized he was going to get in trouble?
Right, basically. So it's thought that he spent the next 2 days wandering around the house and said during a phone conversation that he intended to move out for good, needed time to say goodbye, and then he poured gasoline on the bodies and set them on fire.
Oh, no.
After incinerating the bodies, he went to the garage and shot himself in the head with a .32 caliber pistol. And then they were laid to rest, the mother and daughter, which I'm just... fingers fucking crossed that they are not laying together, honestly. I'm not a big believer in afterlife and all of that, but just, it's time. It's time for them to be separated. You know, I want mother and daughter together.
Yeah.
Put Joe in the bottom of a fucking lake for all I care. They were interred at Forest Lawn Memorial Park, which is really, really popular for celebrities and all.
Mm-hmm. That's good. That's a nice,
Nice one. And then just the sweetest and most heartbreaking little tiny snippet is that her favorite director, John Bluth, insisted that in The Land Before Time, All Dogs Go to Heaven, the end credit song, Love Survives, was dedicated to her in her memory.
Oh, I did not know that. That's so sweet.
Yeah. It's just so, like, it's heartbreaking. Honestly, it's very, very sad that any of this happened, but the fact that she had, like, her agent was such a sweetheart, and her director was such a sweetheart, you know, and her mom really was trying, but it's, was seemingly caught in that vicious, I punch you, and then I apologize, and then I love you, and let me buy this for you.
The typical cycle.
Right. Mm-hmm. And it's just, she was caught in it, and, you know, that's how it goes, and it sucks, and it's sad for everybody.
It's very sad.
I also wanted to, before I end this podcast, at least on my end, I really wanted to, hold on, I'm Googling it because I didn't have the foresight to look it up before. Okay, so there's a National Domestic Violence Hotline, and I wanted to, I feel like it's very important for people to know that these resources exist, so I would like, personally, everything that we report on to maybe try and throw something in there if we can.
Yeah.
You know, if it's like a suicide, a depression hotline. You know what I mean? So the National Domestic Hotline of Domestic Violence Hotline for the U.S. is 1-800-799-7233. And if you're feeling concerned, if you're worried, if you're feeling threatened, if you are living in a domestic violence situation, if you know somebody who is, if you just need some advice or don't, if you're not sure, you need somebody to talk to, call that number. Someone will help you out. They'll guide you in the right direction, or at least give you some resources.
Absolutely.
So
I think that's great.
Yeah, live your life. Do you? Yeah.
Well, thank you for sharing. It was really hard. I know you're really torn about it.
It's just so sad. She's so cute and perfect. And you know what Andrew said when I told him?
What?
He's like, yep.
Is it Sarah is the name?
A or ducky. Is it
Ducky? Yes. Ducky. Oh, Ducky.
I know. Our little... and her tombstone says our little ducky.
Oh.
I know. It hurts. It's, like, really... It's very sad.
Well, see, but this is the thing. Like, I would have never known any of that. Right. So, you know.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That was good. All right, well, don't forget to follow us on Instagram. Yeah. I promise we'll be posting more.
Instagram. I think we have a Twitter, and I want to say it's the same, Fam Podcast.
Okay.
I don't know. That's Sam. Yeah. Thanks, Sam. I appreciate you.
We have...
We've delegated.
I was going to say we've outsourced.
So we have a social media manager. She kicks so much ass. You're going to hear from her at some point because she is just all about podcast land.
I know she's doing a lot of research.
I appreciate her, and I love her to death.
Good for her.
So thanks, Sam.
Probably more than we do.
Oh, definitely more than we do. I printed this out just before we started, so...
You know. I wrote mine, but no big deal.
Oh, yeah, whatever. Okay. You know, Stephanie's putting in the effort. It's fine.
It's fine.
It's cool.
I do have a printer, but... Nothing like a good old pen and paper.
Right, yeah. To make you feel super important. Well, you write it down, too.
That's true.
So,
yeah.
Anywho, Instagram, go name my gender-neutral tree.
Yes, I'll be posting that shortly.
Excuse me, gender fluid tree.
What? I thought we'd agreed we didn't like
that. I don't fucking know. There are too many words.
Gender neutral is perfectly fine.
It's all... Okay, it's fine. Whatever. Everything is good. Just name my tree is what I'm saying.
Okay.
And then also, that Instagram is FAM Fam Podcast. The Twitter is FAM Podcast. The... we're on Podomatic, we're on Stitcher, we're on...
Oh, we're almost everywhere. iTunes.
Yeah, iTunes, Google Play, almost Spotify, I think we're on SoundCloud.
Ooh.
We have a website, fameandmisfortunepodcast.com.
Ooh, we're so official.
I know. Mm. I even sang it, so it's like a little jingle.
Yeah, so it's like super official.
Well, right. That's that. There's your episode.
All right.
Sounds Stick that good. In your pipe and smoke it.
See you next week.
Okay, bye.
Bye.